UMakho isahluko sechumilane. Ngemva kwensuku ezimbili kwaba khona iPhasika, lo mkhosi wesinkwa esingelamvubelo. Abapristi abakhulu lababhali bafuna icebo lokumbamba ngobuqili bambulale. Kodwa bathi,
"Kakungabi ngesikhathi somkhosi. Funa ube lesiphithiphithi ebantwini."
Kwathi eseBethane endlini kaSimoni olobuleperu ehlezi ekudleni, kwafika owesifazane ephethe umfuma wamagcobo awenadi elibiza imali enengi. Waphahlaza umfuma, wathela amagcobo ekhanda likaJesu. Kwakukhona abanye abakhulumisana bodwa ngokuthukuthela besithi,
"Achithelwani lamagcobo na? Ngoba lamagcobo ngabe athengisiwe ngemali edlula amadola angamathumi amathathu, kwanikwa abayanga."
Bamthukuthelela kakhulu. UJesu wathi,
"Yekeleni limhluphelani na? Wenzile umsebenzi omuhle kimi. Ngoba abayanga lihlala lilawo. Uba lithanda lingabenzela okuhle, kodwa mina kalihlali lilami. Yena wenzile abengakwenza. Uqalile phambili ukugcobela ukumbelwa umzimba wami. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, loba kungapi emhlabeni wonke lapho kutshunyayelwa khona ivangeli, lokhu akwenzileyo kuza kukhulunywa ngakho, kube yisikhumbuzo ngaye."
UJudasi Iskariyoti, omunye wabalitshumi lambili, waya kubapristi abakhulu ukumnikela kubo. Sebezwile bathokoza, bathembisa ukumnika imali. Wasefuna ithuba elihle lokumnikela. Ngosuku lokuqala lomkhosi wesinkwa esingelamvubelo ababehlaba ngalo iPhasika, abafundi bakhe bathi kuye,
"Uthanda ukuba siye silungisele ngapi ukuba udle iPhasika na?"
Wasethuma ababili kubafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
"Hambani liye emzini. Khona lizahlangana lendoda ithwele imbiza yamanzi, liyilandele. Lapho ingena khona kalibokuthi kumninindlu, umfundisi uthi ingaphi indlu yami, lapho ngingadlela khona iPhasika labafundi bami na? Yena uza kulitshengisa indlu enkulu ephezulu, eyendlelweyo, elungisiweyo, silungiseleni khona."
Bahamba abafundi, bangena emzini. Bafumana njengokutsho kwakhe kubo, balungisela iPhasika. Kusihlwa wafika labalitshumi lambili. Sebehlezi ekudleni uJesu wathi,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, omunye wenu odla lami uza kunginikela."
Baqala ukudabuka, bathi kuye ngamunye,
"Kungaba yimi na?"
Wathi kubo,
"Ngomunye wabalitshumi lambili otsheba kanye lami emganwini, ngoba indodana yomuntu ihamba njengokulotshiweyo ngayo. Kodwa maye kulowo muntu enikelwa nguye indodana yomuntu. Kungakuhle aluba wayengazalwanga lowo muntu."
Kwathi besadla, uJesu wathatha isinkwa, wabonga, wasihlephula wabanika, wathi,
"Thathani, lokhu kungumzimba wami."
Wathatha inkezo, wabonga, wabanika, banatha kuyo bonke, wathi kubo,
"Lokhu kuligazi lami lesivumelwane elichithelwa abanene. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kangisayi kunatha futhi okwesithelo sevini kuze kube yilolo suku engiza kusinatha ngalo sisitsha embusweni kaNkulunkulu."
Kwathi sebehlabele ingoma, baphuma baya entabeni ethiwa iOlivet. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Liza ukukhubeka lonke, ngoba kulotshiwe ukuthi ngiza kutshaya umalusi, izimvu zichitheke. Kodwa ngemva kokuvuswa kwami, ngiza kulandulela ukuya eGalile."
UPetro wathi kuye,
"Lanxa bekhubeka bonke, kodwa mina kangiyi kukhubeka."
Kodwa uJesu wathi kuye,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe, lamhlanje ngalobu busuku, lingakakhali kabili iqhude, wena uza kungilandula kathathu."
Kodwa waqinisa ngamandla esithi,
"Loba ngaze ngife lawe, kangiyi kukulandula."
Batsho njalo wonke. Bafika endaweni ethiwa iGetsemane. Wathi kubafundi bakhe,
"Hlalani lapha, ngisayakhuleka."
Wathatha uPetro loJakobe loJohane. Waqala ukudabuka lokukhathazeka kakhulu. Wathi kubo,
"Umoya wami udabukile kakhulu, kungathi ngingaze ngife. Hlalani lapha, lilinde."
Waqhubeka ingcosana, wawa phansi. Wakhuleka ukuba uba kungenzeka kungadlula kuye lesi sikhathi. Wathi,
"Aba baba, zonke izinto ziyenzeka kuwe, susa linkezo kimi, kodwa kungabi njengokuba ngithanda mina, kodwa njengokuba uthanda wena."
Weza wabafumana belele. Wathi kuPetro,
"Simon, ulele na? Ubungelinde awa ibenye na? Lindani likhuleke ukuze lingangeni ekulingweni. Umoya uyavuma, kodwa inyama ibuthakathaka."
Wabuya wahamba wayakhuleka esitshona lawo mazwi. Ebuya futhi wabafumana belele, ngoba amehlo abo ayenzima kakhulu. Babengazi ukuba bazamphendula bathini. Wabuya ngokwesithathu wathi kubo,
"Lisalele liphumula na? Kwanele, isikhathi sesifikile. Khangelani, indodana yomuntu iyanikelwa ezandleni zezona. Sukumani sihambe. Khangelani, onginikelayo useseduze."
Wathi masinyane esakhuluma, kwafika uJudasi, omunye wabalitshumi lambili, elecuku liphethe imihedla lezinduku, livela kubapristi abakhulu lababhali labadala. Omnikelayo wayebanike isiboniso sokuthi,
"Lowo engiza kumanga, nguye, mbambeni lihambe laye limqinise."
Esefikile wasondela kuye masinyani wathi,
"Mfundisi."
Wamanga, bamdumela bambamba. Omunye kwababemi khona wakhokha umhedla, wageca inceku yomphristi omkhulu, waquma indlebe yayo. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Liphumele mihedla lezinduku ukuza ngibamba kungathi ngingumphangi na? Bengilani insuku ngensuku ethempeleni ngifundisa, kodwa kalingibambanga. Kodwa lokhu kwenziwe ukuba kugcwaliseke umbhalo."
Bonke bamthiya babaleka. Insizwa ethile yamlandela yambethe ingubo emzimbeni oze. Bayibamba, yachiya ingubo, yabaleka ize. Basebemqhuba uJesu bamusa kumpristi omkhulu. Babuthana abapristi abakhulu bonke labadala lababhali. UPetro wamlandela ekhatshana, waze wangena egumeni lompristi omkhulu. Wahlala kanye lezinceku esotha umlilo. Abapristi abakhulu lomphakathi wonke bafuna ubufakazi ngoJesu ukuze bambulale. Kodwa kababufumananga, ngoba abanengi bafakaza amanga ngaye. Kodwa ubufakazi babo kabuvumelananga. Wasukuma abanye bafakaza amanga ngaye besithi,
"Thina samuzwa esithi, iza kudiliza leli tempele elenziwe ngezandla, ngakhe elinye ngensuku ezintathu elingenziwanga ngezandla."
Loba kunjalo ufakazi babo kabuvumelananga. Kwasekusukuma umpristi omkhulu phakathi kwawo, wambuza uJesu esithi,
"Kawuphenduli lutho na? Kuyini lokhu abafakaza ngakho ngawe laba na?"
Kodwa wathula, kaphendulanga lutho. Umpristi omkhulu wabuye wambuza wathi kuye,
"UnguKristu, indodana yobongekayo na?"
UJesu wathi,
"Nginguye. Liza kubona indodana yomuntu ihlezi ngakwesokunene samandla, isiza ngamayezi aphezulu."
Umpristi omkhulu wadawula ingubo zakhe wathi,
"Sisafunelani ofakazi na? Lizwile inhlamba, sithini na?"
Wonke bamlahla bathi ufanele ukufa. Abanye baqala umchafulela ngamazwi, bamgubuzela ubuso bakhe, bamdutshuza besithi kuye,
"Profeta,
lezinxeku zamamungela ngokumtshaya. UPetro esesegumeni ngaphansi, kwafika enye yamantombazana ompristi omkhulu. Ibona uPetro esotha umlilo, yamkhangela yathi,
"Wena ubulo Jesu waseNazaretha."
Kodwa walandula wathi,
"Kangikwazi, futhi kangikuqedisisi okutshoyo."
Waphumela entubeni, lakhala iqhude. Intombazana imbona, yabuya yaqala ukutsho kwababemi khona ukuthi,
"Lumuntu ungomunye wabo."
Kodwa wabuya walandula. Ngemva kwesikhatshana futhi labo ababemi khona bathi kuPetro,
"Impela ungomunye wabo, ngoba ungowase Galile."
Waseqala ukuthuka lokufunga esithi,
"Kangimazi lomuntu elikhuluma ngaye."
Lahle lakhala iqhude ngokwesibili. UPetro wakhumbula ilizwi uJesu ayelitshilo kuye lokuthi,
"Lingakakhali kabili iqhude, uzawungilandula kathathu."
Waphihlika wakhala,